Hello, bonjour, and welcome to CJRO News on CJRO Radio. I'm Candice Vetter, reporting from Ombre. In the third story in 3 weeks about battery storage facilities being proposed to increase electrical capacity, the proposal from a company named Compass to build a facility on 8th Line Road north of Metcalfe is not going ahead. Osgoode Ward Councillor George DeRue sent a media release stating the application was met with a lot of apprehension and concerns by members of the community. Concerns include potential impacts on well water, the abutting properties, and emergency response plans in a rural area. DeRue said he met with the applicants and told them he could not support the project. Shortly afterward, he was informed that due to the community reaction to the proposed development, the applicant will not be bidding for the property on 8th Line. Regarding the Piperville Municipal Transformer Station project proposed by Hydro Ottawa, a draft version of the environmental study report is available for a public review and comment period until December 10th. The report can be viewed online at hydroottawa.com/piperville. A community information session is being held during the comment period. The virtual session is November 30th, noon to 1 p.m., and can be registered for at the same website. An in-person session is also November 30th at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Anderson Links Golf Club at 4175 Anderson Road. In Russell Township, the reduced plan for the recreational complex still includes a third ice rink, a 25-meter six-lane pool, and a 10,000-square-foot community center, which can be segmented into three different halls. The second-floor fitness gym and running track will be removed, leveraging the existing sports domes facilities. The township statement also said the seating capacity of the third rink has been standardized to 250 seats, and one dressing room has been removed, signifying a significant reduction in costs without compromising the complex's functionality. The reason given for the changes was to navigate current economic challenges while adhering to its commitment to responsible spending and long-term planning. In other Russell news, Craig Street, Mill Street, and Parklands Avenue are once again fully open to traffic. The bridge rehabilitation project on San Andre is also complete. This bridge project, with a $1.6 million budget, has been ongoing since April. A reminder to residents of the Carlsbad Springs area that Piperville Road is closed this week from Hall Road to Boundary for culvert replacement. Next week, Anderson Road will be closed November 20th for about 3 weeks from Piperville Road to Thunder Road for culvert replacements. Ramseyville Road is that designated detour route. For our listeners located within the official city of Ottawa, the city budget looks to spend $4.6 million on operations and would have to raise more revenue to pay for it. Taxes would add $85 million, most of which is from the 2.5% property tax hike, and about $34 million from the addition of new properties. But other fees will also increase, including OC Transpo by 2.5%, garbage user fees by 11.5%, tipping fees by 9.2%, on-street parking by 12.5%, city parking garage by 8.3%, dumping snow by 15%, hotel tax by 1%, spaying and neutering at a city-run clinic by 5%, planning applications by 17%, tree cutting and road cutting by over 7%, and an outdoor patio permit by over 100% or more than double. In the United Counties of Prescott and Russell, the tax levy increase in the 2024 budget is 4.25%. The UCPR will collect over $58 million in taxes in 2024, an increase of over $2.3 million. This includes $1 million in property tax revenue from growth and development. Reserves are projected to decline from about $43.5 million to $39.6 million. The next jackpot for Catch the Ace from the Kin Club of Russell is already estimated at $22,000. See kinclubofrussell.ca/catchtheace. The Russell Library's Adopt a Book fundraiser ends this Saturday, November 18th. The library's used book sale will be December 2nd to 9th at the Russell branch. Also upcoming at the library is a book launch with local author Felix Vanasse on Tuesday, November 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Russell branch. Vanasse is launching his debut poetry collection. The Good Neighbors Food Bank in Emberham is facing a 40% increase in need compared to last year. A Gignoli or food drive will be Sunday, November 26th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The food bank is seeking funds to prepare Christmas baskets for families in need. The Sarsfield Community Association is also holding a Gignoli the same day and time, Sunday, November 26th from 11 to 1. St. Egg's Church at 3464 Sarsfield Road. Drop-offs before or after Mass only. Donations will go to the Orleans Cumberland Community Resource Center and be redistributed in the region. The Carlsbad Springs Optimist Club is going to continue Santa's visits, which was started early in the pandemic. Residents of the Carlsbad Springs area must register children age 10 and under before December 2nd. To register, submit the child's photo or drawing of their family showcasing the holiday spirit to cluboptimistcarlsbad@gmail.com. Make sure the child's name, age, and civic address are included in the email so Santa can deliver a gift right to the child's door on Sunday, December 10th. The Carlsbad Springs Optimist Club is also offering a pre-Christmas show, the Spring Action Trampoline Show, November 26th from 2:30 to 3:15 p.m. at the Carlsbad Springs Community Center. No registration is required. And general registration is now open for vendors at the Living Locally Fair, which will be held on January 20th at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic School in Russell. For registration instructions, information, and conditions, see livinglocallyfair.ca. Check our website for images and extras. Send news ideas to newscgro@gmail.com by Monday mornings. Don't forget, Meta may not allow Canadian news, but we're all about it. Get the local news that matters to you anytime on cgroradio.com. Tune in to 107.7 or 107.9 FM or listen on the TuneIn and Radio Player Canada apps. I'm Candace Vetter for CJRO News. CJRO, last on the dial, first for local news.